If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
I've been working with a nurse dietitian for the last 6 months, and it's been life-changing. I've lost weight, healed my relationship with food, and have way more energy. Working with a dietitian online to create a personalized nutrition plan was so easy thanks to Nourish. The best part? I pay $0 out of pocket because Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
BJ and Jamie.
BJ, Jamie Morning Show. The Audacy app, man, it delivers. AUDACY. Wow, what an app. Put it on your phone. It's free. All right, let's get to the 911 call. Somebody's ordering a McGriddle. I guess the 911 operator.
That's so bizarre.
Understand this
story. I don't either.
Well. Okay. Yeah. I'm going to first play.
Okay.
I'll first play the news story itself, which has the 911 call incorporated, right? Is that right, Spadil?
Yeah, it's in there.
Okay, here we go.
This Valentine's Day, Dylan Johnson started his morning by calling 911.
My wife called me while I was at work at about 9:30 and said someone we know was snooping around the house, knocking on the doors, banging on the windows and stuff.
He called the county's non-emergency line first, followed by 911 three times, finally getting an answer by 9:31 after trying for about 6 minutes, according to his phone's call log. After about 3 minutes into Johnson's 911 call, you can hear the dispatcher talking to others around her and appearing to order breakfast. WTOC investigates obtained the 911 call.
Uh-huh. Hey, Griddle. Sorry, what?
Johnson says he was stunned by what he heard.
If it didn't happen to me, I wouldn't believe it that happened to someone else. That's how unbelievable it really is.
When police arrived, Johnson says whoever was there at his house had already left.
Yeah,
he says his wife was shaken up, but his family was okay.
Man, that makes me hungry.
Yeah.
Listen to that.
Yeah, that could.
I don't know if I've ever had a McGriddle.
Oh. We got syrup baked in.
Yeah, that's pretty delicious.
Yeah, it is good.
It really is. I mean, whoever thought of the McGriddle is brilliant.
I've never had one.
Yeah.
Right, but there you go. 911 caller. I guess she's going to lose her job, right?
She what should. Say?
Well, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, come on.
I think she's done. I think she's cooked.
My God. Yeah.
BJ and Jamie.
I'm sitting here this morning watching the Masters, and I was just telling Jamie off air, I think the birds are fake.
That is very interesting, because you know what? I was thinking, wow, the birds are just really intense at the Masters.
Yeah, they chirp a lot, don't they?
Yeah.
But no other golf course. No other golf course. Think about it. I mean, golf courses are in the middle of nowhere with a bunch of trees, which is ideal for a bird, okay? But you never hear a bird at any other golf course, okay?
Yeah.
Except for the Masters. And they're loud.
They're
piped in. It's sound effects. They have one of those sound effect machines that you sit there and hit it. Chirp, 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 chirp.
Are you guys noticing a bunch of crows? We have tons of crows.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
I've noticed.
It's so loud.
Yeah.
I can't stand them.
All right, I got a couple of animal stories, speaking of animals.
Okay.
First of all, Roxy. They had to put her down yesterday down at the Cheyenne Zoo.
Who's Roxy?
Yeah.
She's a gorilla.
Oh, that's sad.
Roxy's been around for a long time, and they put her down yesterday.
What? They put her to sleep.
Well, they put her down. Jamie. That's what they said.
She went sleepy time.
She did not go to sleep. She was down, Roxy, down at the Cheyenne Mountain Zoo. And then Carson comes in this morning.
I feel like I saw her.
Who, Roxy?
Yeah.
She looked familiar.
Yeah.
She looked familiar.
Yeah, she does. Yeah.
Can you tell one gorilla from another?
Yeah, I think you can. They have different little tufts of hair.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Huh.
That's a shame.
Yeah, I hear she was a favorite in the pen.
Wow. You're making Roxy a whore. Wow. She's dead.
Yeah, that's... I never said that. Wow. I did not say that. I said she was a favorite.
Because people didn't see your body language. Yeah. You went like this. I hear she's a favorite in the pen. And then you went like this. If this had a sound, like that.
Oh, you like shrugged your shoulders.
Maybe you are exaggerating. No. All I meant was she's a favorite with people that come through the zoo. People go, hey, look at that gorilla. Look, but where's Roxy?
Why'd
you go like that? Like that. Yeah. Okay, fine. Anyway, what were you saying? You were saying something else.
Carson comes in this morning.
Yeah.
He's very sad. Very sad. And I'm with you, buddy. No. Listen. I want to bring it up because a lot of people go through this.
Did your dog die?
No.
No, he didn't die. He got a torn heel or something.
ACL.
Yeah, what that happened to Lucy 3 years ago.
Yeah,
that's like about a $5,000 surgery.
Seven.
Okay.
Seven grand.
Yeah, his neighborhood's a little different than yours.
Do what my dad did. He just had it amputated.
I made a joke about Roxy, and my dad did. I know he did, but you don't go get it amputated just because of a torn muscle.
And then, because he didn't want to pay the $7,000, he's like, they live just fine with three legs. And then he renamed him to Tripod.
No, you can't. I can't do that. It's going to cost him $7,000.
Yeah.
Man, these vet bills. Yeah. Unbelievable.
You just like you get him a little wagon or something, you know?
No. Zane's 80 pounds.
So is my dad's. It was that big mastiff kind of, whatever. But he was fine with it. That dog was so happy. My dad loved that dog. He absolutely loved that dog. He's a little stinky to me. Yeah. But that dog was absolutely fine and lived forever with three legs.
Well, he probably was around the house, but I'm sure when he got out with other dogs, he was like, man, I sure wish I had my other leg.
Hi, my name is Tripod.
You know what I'm saying?
And Bob was too cheap to fix this thing.
I walk around the house three legs, they laugh at me, you know, left, and they think I love it. They think I don't even miss it. Imagine that. That's what he tells his friends in dog language, I would guess. Right?
That dog was so slobbery and stinky. Oh. My son would lay on him, you know, because he was in the house. Uh-huh. My son would lay on him. Oh, God. And then my kid would smell like dog.
I had a dog that had cataracts.
Oh.
In its eyes, and it's going blind, and I had to get surgery for that. That was $6,000.
Mokey, right?
Yeah, little Mokey.
Why didn't you just give him one of those sticks?
And me making a comment about Roxy was wrong, and here you go. You know what? We will take a break. We'll get our act together. I'm not getting a dog a stick.
BJ and Jamie
Morning Show from the Belco Studios, also on the Odyssey app for your phone. Odyssey, AUDACY. Put it on your phone. Our podcast, in case you miss anything in the show today, will be on the podcast today. Be sure and go listen to it. Big shout out to DU playing in the Frozen Four today at 3 Woo! O'clock.
Yeah, 3 o'clock. Let's go.
Puck drops at 3, so you can see. Where's it being televised?
ESPN2.
ESPN2.
Yeah.
All right, got it. And they're playing Western Michigan?
Yep.
Is that right?
Yep.
All right, DU in the Final Four, man. That's
they're
pretty cool.
They're always so good.
They're always.
I'm sorry that we have to talk about it. Carson's hopes and dreams were to go to DU, and they said no.
It's like pouring salt in the wound.
Yeah. They said, get the hell out of here, pal.
They said, we're a good team.
Pack your skates and
go. We're full of tall people, and you're too short.
Yeah.
You don't meet the height requirement.
They actually said that. Did they make you stand next to that ruler on the wall?
I mean, literally, they held a ruler up to me.
Yeah.
Like, I felt like I was like a toddler getting, you know, how your parents put the little notch on the door.
Did you ever have problems at water slides?
Oh, all the time.
Oh, that's so sad.
I would even wear, like... like platform sandals, so I could just qualify, and then I'd take a bomb and be like, ha ha!
Platform sandals?
Yeah.
Well, you know how they make those. It's the saddest day for your kid, right?
Oh, yeah.
When you go up there and they don't size you upright, you know, like if you go to Atlantis or wherever, they miss it by this much, and you're like, come on!
And you see all the kids getting off the ride, like, oh my God, that was the craziest time of my life, let's go again!
And you're 20 and they're 5. Yeah.
Every now and then you come upon that person that works at the amusement park that will let it pass.
Yeah, I know.
Like,
yeah.
Oh, just go ahead. Yeah. Just go ahead. That's exactly. A cool kid, man.
Right?
That's a kid that gets it, you know?
Exactly.
All right, it's tax season. Everybody's talking about taxes, 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 getting your paperwork together. Now, if you're getting paid from the government, then you probably have already done it. You want your check back, and you get the refund, and everything's cool. But if you've got to pay taxes, you've been waiting, procrastinating, and we're into the final 5 days before this thing, is the deadline.
I feel so bad for CPAs. Because they have, like we talked about yesterday, they have clients like me, like, hey, I need to do this. Are you available? They're like, oh, my God. Yeah. I mean, don't you, because my brother-in-law was a CPA, right? And he hated this week. I mean, hated it. And usually, is it Tuesday that's the deadline or whatever?
Yeah, 5 days, whatever that is.
Yeah, so Tuesday. He would just, all of a sudden, they'd get their camper ready. And I mean, on that Tuesday, he'd just be gone. He's just gone. He's so sick of people and numbers.
Yeah, don't they make a lot of money during that period, though?
I mean, yeah, that's their tax time. Yeah. But I mean, still, it doesn't matter how much you make. People are a pain in the butt, and they don't have this paper, and they don't have that. And then
numbers are boring.
And then they get mad at you because they owe, and they're like, "You're a bad accountant. Can't you crunch the numbers?" Yeah.
Well, 5 days, folks. Yep. You got 5 days. Ugh. I saw this morning. The Colorado Department of Treasury is mailing out $8 million. 12,000 people here in Colorado are owed money. This is unclaimed property.
Oh, wow.
$8 million in checks will go out next week. But you don't know if you're on the list or not.
Well, yeah, they do. They have that thing, right? With that thing.
They have a website.
Yeah, because, that you can log into.
Yeah, because we used to advertise it. It's like doihavemoney.com or something.
Yeah, I think this one might be a little bit different.
But you don't think it's a part of the system?
Well, it's all, a part of the system. Yeah. I'm just saying this is money that's owed for other reasons, taxes and different things.
Well, the Colorado Department of Treasury is distributing money in what's known as the Great Colorado Payback.
Yeah,
about $8 million worth of unclaimed money is being returned to Coloradans who have filed for missing property or funds. Right now, about 12,000 claims have been approved and they're still accepting applications. To learn more, you can head to colorado.findyourunclaimedproperty.com.
Oh, so you have to file something. You're not just getting it randomly. You have to actually make a claim.
Yeah, you got to go to the website. Yeah. You got to go to the website. I went to it this morning checking mine.
What was the website again?
It's colorado.findyourunclaimedproperty.com. Okay. I went there this morning. I'm not on the list.
Colorado
get this.
Colorado.findyourunclaimedproperty.com. All right. Man, that's a long website.
Find your unclaimed property.
They did that for a reason.
Hang on to the money, right?
Right?
All right. The state currently holds, get this, $2 billion unclaimed.
Wow.
$2 billion.
Man, this is going to be fun to try to see if I... Ooh, looks like Spadil has $1.96.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well, look at how much money you have.
Just claim that.
Does it tell you what you're owed for?
Robin Hood Securities.
Wow.
Robin Hood.
You must have got like a dividend or something.
Yeah, it's what it seems like.
$1.96. Congratulations.
Look at you, man.
Wow.
How much?
Don't
a dollar?
Spend it all at once.
$1.86?
96.
Yeah.
96. Yeah.
That's what you get.
Don't forget the dime.
If I'm the state, I wouldn't even alert you.
Well, it's
I'd be like, hey, he's not getting it.
Listen, you get it.
You go get
I'm claiming
money.
It. Yeah, I'm claiming it right now.
Don't let Polis hang on to it, man.
Yeah, exactly.
Whatever you do, stick it to the Polis.
What?
Let's BOGO. The Hoppin' Good sale at Designer Shoe Warehouse is on. Buy any pair of shoes in-store or online. Get a second qualifying pair 50% off. Yep, must-have sandals, sneakers, and more from brands you love are buy one, get one 50% off at DSW. But only for a limited time, so hop to it. Fill your basket and score BOGO 50% off at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off. and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
BJ and Jamie.
Holy cow, look at us. Collect, collect, collect. What a good day it is.
Well, and everybody is doing the... All right, so explain it first, sorry.
All right, it is unclaimed property here in Colorado, okay?
Yeah.
The state of Colorado has a lot of money. Millions. $8 million, it's unclaimed. They actually have more than that. It's like $2 billion. Yeah. And I'm not sure the rest of that's on this website or not. But if you go to this website, you can find out if the state owes you something. Now, you might think to yourself that the state owes me nothing. I can't think of anything. No use checking it or whatever. But what you don't realize is there's a lot of things out there that get turned over to the state that's money that's held on to that is a part of this $8 million. Okay, so you got to go and check and see if your name's there. I just did it.
Wait,
I have
again,
three
the
claims.
The website is what?
It's a Colorado dot. I got to find it here. I forgot where I put it, but it's Colorado. Spadil, do you have it?
Yeah, it's colorado.findyourunclaimedproperty.com.
And actually, if you go to colorado.findyour, it automatically takes you there.
Yeah. Now, I typed it in this morning, and I must have typed it wrong because I quickly checked. I saw nothing. But I went back, redid it again. Boom. $199 they owe me. And
nice.
This came from a credit union, okay, where I had 25 bucks or something like that in there, and it's gained some interest. And then another was something to do with a doctor.
You're kind of taking away the moment that Dylan's having, really.
What's
kinda,
that?
The $1.96.
Oh, it's good, fine.
I feel like you're bragging, and he like got a whopping $1.96, and running all over it.
Yeah, no, I don't want to dance on your grave over
Too
there.
Late.
But
I'm trying
did.
To enjoy this $1.96.
Well, I'm just trying to make a point to go check whomever you are. Just go check. They could owe you money.
Yeah, a lot of people.
Did you find your name on there?
Yeah, it's weird because I don't know why State Farm would send a bunch of checks to the state of Colorado. I have 13 checks from State Farm.
Wow. And
that's my insurance company.
13?
13.
No kidding.
Yeah, it adds up to like $724.
I don't know why a doctor's office would be sending it to the state.
I know, isn't that weird?
Now, if you owe them, I could see them sending it to collections, but I don't know why the state gets it back, and I don't fully understand it.
So State Farm apparently owes me $724, right, and all these unclaimed money that we just found on. But boy, they sure don't have any problem of notifying me when I owe a bill.
No. No, none of these people
right,
do.
Right, but they did not send me all these checks, but man.
And you would think that the credit union that I'm talking about for myself and the doctor's office, they have my address. Why didn't they just send that check
now,
over?
Now, is there a certain time? Well, you don't know either. I wonder if there's a certain time that's why they do it and then it falls off.
I don't know.
You know?
I bet you there.
I don't know how it works. They say 15 million different recipients out there of the $2 billion they have. They have $2 billion that's unclaimed. The state of Colorado. I didn't know there was 15 million people in Colorado.
People are thanking you. Oh, my God, BJ, I just claimed. They actually do. By the way, the website is super easy.
Yeah.
It is really easy. Oh, my gosh, BJ, thank you so much. I just got $1.33.
Good for you.
Yeah,
nice.
You are welcome.
Somebody found 20 bucks.
You are welcome.
Somebody found $4.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's easier to remember Great Colorado Payback. Okay, so, yeah.
Yeah.
Then somebody said, I'm having trouble with it because I have to prove that I lived on a certain address and I don't live there anymore.
You know, I've tried the Colorado Payback and I don't think it goes to the same website. This website that we're giving out this morning, it's really super easy.
So easy.
It's really easy. What is it again?
I just did 12 claims in literally 2 minutes.
Yeah.
Colorado.findyourunclaimedproperty.com.
You'd be shocked. There's a lot of people on here that actually needs to claim their money. I saw one guy, because you get to see everybody that's in your alphabetical category, right? Yep. Close to your name. I saw one guy on here. He was owed $4,000.
What? Oh, act like you're him.
Yeah, try and claim that.
Yeah, go ahead. No, don't do it. I'm kidding. Well, maybe I will. I'm kidding. Oh, somebody said, wow, BJ, I got 9 cents.
Oh.
It's not his fault.
It's 9 cents you didn't have when you woke up morning.
Okay. That's exactly right. Look at the
and band. Guess what? They're going to have to cut that check and send it to him.
Yeah, they are. The postage is going to be more.
Yeah.
All right. Go check it out. You could have money on there just waiting for you this morning.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive.
most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Some people play by the rules, but the real game changers break them. I'm Soraya, and on Rule Breakers, we're talking to the risk takers, the rebels, and the ones rewriting the playbook. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.